let's get to the 2 hours in question now. I'd really like to know what went on during those 2 hours.
Okay, well, we were in Santa Monica, where we borrow an apartment in Santa Monica from friends when we're living, when we're here, and are there. I'm not there now, but when we are there. And we went to bed about 11:30, and the first thing that happened was I had an urge to read something from the key, and which was unusual because I really don't pick up the key very often. I'm aware of what's in the key, obviously. I've read it and written it and been involved in my life for years. But I read this material, and then I had, almost immediately afterwards, I had an intense desire to meditate that was quite similar to what, although it didn't occur to me until afterwards. But it used to be I would literally be called by the visitors to meditate and to go into the meditation room I had when we had our cabin in upstate New York nightly, sometimes three or four times a night. And I didn't realize this was the same thing, but I went and I meditated for a while, and it was a perfectly nice, it was a very powerful meditation. It was a very physical, strong meditation. And then I went back to bed. I woke up quite agitated about 2 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep. I was writing business emails at 2:17 because the next morning I looked on the emails I had written and I saw the time. I was sitting in there writing these business emails at 2:17.
All right, so we know you weren't asleep then.
Right. All right. Okay. Then I had got into bed, and I had it was like it was not the bed I had been lying in a few moments before. Like as if I had gotten into another bed and was there, but we had dogs. We don't have any dogs. And there were dogs there, and what the hell could this have been? I wasn't asleep. And there were dogs, and it scared the dickens out of me because, you know, there's not supposed to be any dogs in here at all. Nobody has dogs in this place.
Was this more or less immediately after you got admitted?
Yeah, immediately.
Because we know you were awake at 2:17. Now you're telling me you went and got in bed,
and then suddenly I was in a bed and in a in what appeared to be a different room, and it had there were dogs there. There were dogs on the floor. And so I didn't know quite what to think, and I got up, and I thought Ann had let dogs into the house somehow, and that they were had come under the bed, and I was going to say to her, you know, what is going on? I thought that while I was in the den, she must have let the dogs in. I couldn't understand how else they'd gotten into the place. But I got up, and I stepped into the living room to see if the door had come open. And it was not the same room. It was a completely different house. It was very strange. It had artificial trees in it. It was just radically different from anything I'd ever seen before. But there was almost a sense of deja vu about it. It was like a place I've always known. And then the next thing I knew, I went back into the bedroom because I was afraid, for reasons that have to do with an experience I had about 20 years ago. I was afraid that I had gotten lost in this strange place. I rushed back into the bedroom. She was still lying in the bed. Now there were no dogs there.
But you confirmed it was Anne.
It was Anne. Oh, yeah. And I sat down on the side of the bed, and I thought to myself, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
I did not want to go back into the living room. And, I forgot to say before, when I first went into this living room, I turned around, and where the door to the bedroom had been, there was now a wall and a hallway leading off into the opposite direction.
Wow.
I could not get back initially into the bedroom at all. And this hallway was in the house that I lived in as a child. And I was, Ann and I were also living in that house. The house in this life hadn't been sold. Right. It hadn't been, the new house has been built on the lot now. That hadn't happened. I was still living there. We were quite poverty stricken, and she was struggling to clean, keep the house clean. And it was, then somehow I ended up back in the bedroom in this life with no dogs and no strange house and no strange living room and none of that, thinking that I was having some kind of a waking dream. And still, the idea of any kind of anything, any playing out with my mind was not totally of my own generation, was out of, I just never even thought of that possibility, the idea of the visitors being involved in any way whatsoever. I didn't think of it.
Okay.
So it went on, and eventually I found myself living or aware of being alive in a total of 5 different parallel universes, one of which Anne did not, I had never even met Anne in. She was not in that one. And in the other 4, she was. In the 5th one, I had a child, a small boy. I had a little boy. I had not, my son is now an adult, but I had a much smaller, much younger child. And we were walking down toward a bay on the sea. And you understand, and this was the middle of the day. And in this universe, Anne had died in 2004 of the stroke. And I was with my grandson, who was now about 3, this child.
Oh, my God.
And it was just incredible. The whole experience, it was just, I have to tell you that either I have the most extraordinary imagination, or there was in some way some kind of reality involved here that is so far beyond the pale.
Oh, this doesn't sound like something your mind would make up in the course of a dream or anything else.
Not at all. It
no.
Doesn't.
Not no. My goodness, Whitley.
Yeah, I know it.
So it was, how did you move from one to the next?
Well, the thing that was weird was that I actually didn't. At first I did, but then I was in all of them at once. It was, I can't even describe what it was like. It was like I was inside all of these different consciousnesses and all of these different lives, all at the same time.